If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
Going good. Glad to be back. Took a little brief break on Monday, but excited to be back on the pod.
Absolutely. And you bring up a good point, and I just wanted to address it. You know, sometimes life happens, things happen, and we do have to cancel the pod or reschedule it. If you're ever wondering if an episode, why an episode's not up yet or what's happening, we always post our updates on Twitter at SportsBetByDumb. So you can just look on there and see if we have any updates, if you're missing an episode or whatever the case may be. So we will get right into it. Diz, I believe you went to a Pacers game this weekend and you have a betting story from that event.
I do. It is a fantastic story. I went with my good friend and she had some friends and family there that I didn't know. Which I'm all about. I love meeting new people. A friend of a friend that was there, I'd never met this guy before. Really nice guy, really cool guy. He had a prop bet. His prop bet was Caris LeVert to get a triple-double. This was Saturday night, Pacers against the Wizards. And the odds were plus 6,000. So he put $5 down to win $300. And I didn't even know this bet was a thing. Like, I didn't talk to him much the first part of the game because I literally just met him. At halftime, he was like, holy shit, LeVert's got 9-7-7, 9.7 rebounds, 7 assists at halftime. And then I was like, what's going on? Why does that matter? He's like, I have this dope prop bet. So the whole rest of the game, we're like best friends. That's the power of betting. Is you can literally become best friends with someone you've never met. This guy's like the coolest man I've ever met in my life. He had that prop bet. We're all rooting for it. LeVert grabs a rebound in the middle of the third quarter. Our whole section's losing our minds because we know what's going on. Everyone else is like, what the hell are they cheering about? Like, it was an electric moment, and like, we're all pulling for him, right? And LeVert going into the fourth, I believe. He definitely had the points, and he had the rebounds, and he had 8 assists going into the fourth. So he just needed 2 assists in the fourth quarter for his bet to hit. And LeVert was passing the ball, and it seemed like every Pacers player would just miss a shot or pass again after LeVert would pass him the ball. And, you know, it's coming down to the end of regulation. He's, like, bummed out. I'm like, dude, wait, we're going to go into overtime. We're going to be fine. Washington comes back and ties it up, and we're kind of excited about it. Once again, everyone else is like, what the fuck are you cheering for? Like, Pacers are going to blow it. It goes into overtime. We're juiced up, and then he doesn't get an assist in overtime. Pacers blow it, so I actually lose my bet too. But it was just an absolute heartbreaker. $5 to win 300. He was 2 assists away. But that's just the power of gambling. Like, I'd probably hang out with that guy next weekend. So just a bad beat, but a great story and possibly the start of a great friendship.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, you make a good point there. Like, you know, gambling together makes everything better. And I think, you know, with live sporting events coming back and sports gambling becoming more legal and more of a thing, I think there'll be more opportunities to gamble at events. And obviously you can always still gamble on your phone. And so I think there will be, like, a lot more of situations like that and people just coming together to cheer on a certain outcome.
It's truly insane how it brings people together. Like, you could, like, hate someone, but if they have, like, an insane parlay that's about to hit, you would, like, do anything for them, you know?
Absolutely.
It's crazy how much that, like, brings people together. So, like, if you're ever, like, in a fight with a buddy or something, just put a bet down together or throw a crazy parlay, and you guys will be bros again by the end of the night.
Doesn't take much, does it?
Unless it's the Hail Mary parlay of the day, then you'll probably just get made fun of, but that's all right.
Why you gotta take shots at me like that? Come on.
Bro, I always gotta take shots at you, Patty.
Man, that hurts. That hurts.
Patty, if you were ever close to hitting a Hail Mary parlay of the day, I would literally, like, I don't even know what I would do so your Hail Mary parlay would hit. So,
dude, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
That's capped, but I'll let you think it's gonna happen.
But the moral of the story is betting can bring, you know, the craziest group of people together, all to come together for a certain one cause. So that's what we're trying to do here, is bring people together. And then, so shout out to the Hammer Don boys out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. They brought up a counter bet to the first inning no run scored that everyone's about, and what I'm trying to, like, really, you know, push away and not make the NRSI thing, you know, the no run second inning, which we were big on. But they pointed out that on FanDuel, you can actually bet that the result of an inning is going to be a draw. And so if you had a first inning draw, then even if both teams ended up scoring one run or two runs or whatever, as long as they're tied after that inning, then the bet cashes. So you might actually have, well, you will get worse odds. That's the only con from it, but you have a better chance of winning too. So we might start looking into doing some second inning draws to really, you know, boost the numbers on that.
So, Patty, I actually have a story about this.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, I believe it was Tuesday night. I bet on the Reds Indian, or I don't even remember who they were playing. I think it was the Indians. Yeah, Reds Indians. I took no run second inning, and then I took draw second inning and the over combined in a parlay at like plus 300. So my thought process was like, if there's a run in the second inning, the over's probably going to hit. So that was the first NRSI I ever lost, because the Reds scored a run. But then the Indians scored a run and the over hit. So I actually netted a profit because I parlayed the second inning draw with the over. So when I believe it or not, I actually read the episode notes before the show, Patty. When I saw that on there, I was juiced up because that actually paid out for me, and that actually worked. And the fact that the Reds scored a run and then the Indians scored a run, so it actually worked out. So, like, I still had life after there was a run scored in the second inning. So, huge fan of this, and you better believe I have some cheddar on that tonight.
Let's go. And I was thinking, and I mean, you pretty much just have to, you know, make abbreviations or, you know, shorten these things. So we'll call it the SID for short, right? The second inning draw.
I like it. Hey, you also kind of got to realize, though, it goes both ways. I mean, if the team in the top half of the inning doesn't score, your odds dramatically go down, right? So, like, if the team in the top half scores a run, you still have a chance. But it kind of goes the other way, as in, like, if the first team doesn't score, you're just rooting for the other team not to score.
Right, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, where you see the advantage compared to the NRSI is, you know, if a team does score, you're not automatically losing your bet. You're like, you still have a chance going into the bottom half of the inning no matter what.
Right.
So, but again, you do get worse odds. But, hey, NRSI, the SID, we're all about the second inning. And as I like to call it, the second inning is like the middle child of the MLB. You know.
Well, I automatically reverse everything I've said. Fuck the middle child.
Come on!
Just kidding, Patty. Just kidding, Patty. I love you.
I know.
That was kind of nice. I like what you did there, but I had to give you some shit.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what you're here for. Keep me.
That's what the youngest is for. That's what that's the first inning is for. Giving the second inning a bunch of shit.
That's right. So there you have it. Look out. We might get some merch coming related to the NRSI and the SID coming up shortly. So let's just go ahead and go on to our best bets of the night. I will start us off. And again, these are off the dome. I don't have my notes in front of me. But my first one is Wizards +7 versus the Atlanta Hawks. And plain and simple, these teams played on Monday. The Hawks ended up winning by 1 point. And the Hawks actually have a player of theirs that is hurt that played on Monday but is not playing tonight. So you'd have to expect, you know, advantage Wizards here. And then just plain and simple, the Wizards are fighting for their playoff life and the Hawks aren't. The Wizards are the 10 seed, which actually makes the playoffs this year. The Hawks are firmly in the playoffs at a 5 seed. I like the Wizards here +7.
I like the bet, Patty. Did you see on Monday night that Russell Westbrook broke Oscar Robertson's triple-double record all-time in NBA history and then, like, takes a three with 4 seconds left at the end of the game to lose? Like, obviously bricks it. Like, it was, like, the most perfect Russell Westbrook way to break that record. Like, gets the triple-double, has astounding numbers, and then decides to shoot a three, which he's never been able to do well, and just bricks it, game over. I just thought that was so funny.
Hey, it was crazy. It was his night. It would have been the perfect way to end that game if he would have hit that. But
perfect way that he missed it. Like, I think that was such a representation of his career.
That's fair. But I will say this, though. That reminded me, I had a little bit of a, not a best bet, but like a little side bet action here. You could bet this morning, you could bet Russell Westbrook triple-double and the Wizards to win at +400. So I put a little bit of cheddar on that bad boy.
Do you know their odds just money line, Wizards money line? Because I'm assuming
not, no.
Westbrook to get a triple-double is minus odds. I bet that's favorited.
So the last, for Monday's game, I heard that Russell Westbrook to get a triple-double was like -400.
Yeah, so
the Wizards to win, you're probably getting pretty good numbers. Might be something to look at. Wizards money line, maybe sprinkle a little bit on that because you're probably gonna get good numbers. I don't know if the line has moved at all today. Again, I got these numbers early on, so I'm not entirely sure where they're at this moment. My second best bet of the night, I'm going with the Spurs +4.5 versus the Nets. Now, I assume that this line has moved, but it's a similar situation to the last one. The Nets have nothing to play for. The Spurs are fighting for their playoff life. And the Spurs are have been hot. I think they were 6-3-1 against the spread their last 10, if I recall correctly. And with the Nets, with having nothing to play for and having a couple injured stars, I don't foresee them rushing James Harden back tonight to play. Kyrie's questionable. I just don't see them playing. So maybe they've even announced that those players aren't playing and maybe the line has moved significantly one way or the other. But I like the Spurs +4.5 tonight.
I like it.
And then my final best bet, I hate to do this, but I'm doing it. We're going Rockets +14 points against the Los Angeles Lakers. The Rockets have been 4-0 against the spread their last 4 road games. And they are on the road tonight in L.A. And, again, I don't know if AD's playing. I don't know if LeBron's playing. I assume they're not. They don't have anything to play for. So I'm taking the bullet. I mean, 14 points is a lot of points in the NBA, no matter who you're looking at. Give me the Rockets +14. All right, Diz, what do you got best bets for tonight?
Okay, so I got 3. Starting MLB, I got, of course, a no-run second inning. Yankees, Rays, simply because Gerrit Cole is pitching. It wasn't great value. I think I got -165, so like $5 to win, like $330 was what I placed. But I am 9-1 on NRSIs, so pretty excited to cash that one out later. Same game, I'm doing the second inning draw. I saw your show notes. Like I said, it paid out for me Monday before I even knew this was a thing. So I'm hammering the second inning draw as well, the SID, as we like to call it. So those are my first two. And then my third one is a favorites parlay in the NHL. I have the Avalanche over the LA Kings puck line, parlayed with the Vegas Golden Knights puck line against the San Jose Sharks. Now, the sole reason behind the fact that both of these teams are heavily favored is because both of these teams are fighting for the Western title. The top spot, you dramatically have a better chance of making it past your conference rounds in the playoffs if you play that 4 seed rather than the 2-3. Vegas is at 80 points. The Avalanche are at 78. The Avalanche have 2 games. Vegas has 1. And I think the Avalanche would get the tiebreaker. So if Vegas win, if both of these teams win, then the Avalanche control their destiny on Friday night. Now, I will just like to say, if one of these teams loses, I'm down atrocious because the value was terrible. I think I got it at like minus like 150, even with these two parlayed together, which is horrible. You know I'm the king of value. But I could not see these teams losing tonight, especially with everything that's on the line. So I'm taking that favorites parlay. That is my final best bet.
Nice.
Absolutely love it. I love that you managed to take part of what we talk about in the show and put them in your best bets. You're the best in the biz when it comes to that.
I'm just doing what Patty Parlays tells me, except for the Hail Mary parlay of the day.
Which, of course, brings us to the Hail Mary parlay of the day. And unfortunately, I don't have that ready for you guys. So a little bit of a teaser here. I've already made the Hail Mary parlay of the day. I just don't have the notes with me. But if you go to our Twitter, what?
Did you take any like early MLB games today since there's day games?
Nope, I made sure that they would happen after this podcast came out.
Bro, just use your editing skills and read it off after the fact. Like, even like, do the outro and then be like, oh, what's up, guys? I just got home. Here's the Hail Mary parlay of the day, bro. Everyone who listens to the show solely listens to the Hail Mary parlay of the day.
Yeah, clearly. But here's a little... little thing for you too. I will tweet out the Hail Mary parlay at Sportsbet by Dumb. So if you know, if I don't happen to edit it in and you just want to catch what that is and you just want to look on Twitter, it will be there on Twitter as well. Sorry for the lack of preparedness. Some things took longer than expected. But anyways, Diz, you got anything for the folks before we call it a day?
I would just say keep looking for like gimmicks and like fun ways to gamble. I mean, I love the Martingales. I love the NRSI. I'm getting into the SID. I mean, gambling's fun if you take money lines, but it's more fun if you find these gimmicks and tricks and ways to make it more fun. And as always, group betting is winning betting, whether you win or lose. Like, clear story of that this weekend. You know, I'll probably see what this guy's up to this weekend because he was an absolutely electric human being, and he almost hit that bet. So, group betting is winning betting.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. I'm done. Go for it.
I was going to say, maybe we need to have this guy on the show and just talk about it. Maybe he's a
He goes hard. He goes hard. He goes hard. He had a bunch of props that night, but that was obviously the biggest one. But yeah, maybe down the line. I'm not trying to rush it, you know. I'm not trying to seem like obsessive right now, you know.
Right. You're still in the honeymoon phase. You don't want to jump the gun a little bit.
Exactly.
All right. Good deal. Well then, that is it for this episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. Make sure you check out our website, sportsbettingbydummies.com. Check us out on Twitter at SportsBetByDumb. And please send us your bets for Celeb Bet Friday. We will be back at that on Friday. And so have a good night, everyone, and we will see you Friday.
Not a one at all. Stop.